From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. The wildfire in Broward County that left the Everglades and South Florida blanketed in smoke and fog this morning has doubled in size. A spokeswoman with the Florida Forest Service tells us that fire now spans 19,500 acres in western Broward, up from 2,500 earlier. Suzanne Estrite says officials are also working to shut down U.S. 27. It was closed earlier from Interstate 75 to the Palm Beach line due to the smoke. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Lieutenant Eddie Ballister says the department received an increase in calls today due to smoke inhalation.
People calling for some respiratory complaints. I mentioned the coughing, the difficulty breathing, and most likely that was as direct result of inhaling those products of combustion, that smoke.
He says these patients were transported to nearby hospitals. In Broward, a health advisory remains in effect, which calls for residents to stay inside until the smoke clears. Forest officials believe a lightning strike sparked the fire over the weekend. And Florida students living in the country illegally will be allowed to qualify for in-state college tuition rates under a bill signed into law by Governor Rick Scott. Scott signed that bill privately today. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Andy?